The World as I Found It is a novel by Bruce Duffy, in which the main character is the 20th century philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein. Wittgenstein's real-life cronies and colleagues from the years he spent teaching at Cambridge are also characters in the novel. Our book critic John Leonard has a review.
Of Bruce Duffy, we're told only that he's 34 years old, married, and lives in Washington, D.C. He has chosen to write a very long first novel about the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein. This is more than ambitious. It is almost presumptuous. When Wittgenstein bothered to talk at all, it was usually to other philosophers like Bertrand Russell and G.E. Moore. Duffy presumes not only to read the minds of these three men, but to report on their dreams and their sex habits. The result is astonishing, sometimes wicked, sometimes sad, never reductive, a kind of opera in which each idea has its own aria. You don't have to know much about logical positivism to enjoy Duffy's music. You need only know that Wittgenstein's first theory of philosophy saw language as a great mirror. Language described life in word pictures, but couldn't describe itself because it was blinded by its own reflected radiance. Thus, certain subjects couldn't be talked about, among them such invisibilities as God, the mystical, and ethics. This left a lot unspeakable. Now imagine Wittgenstein, fresh from a Vienna that was the capital of alienation, arriving in Cambridge, England, that hothouse of the Enlightenment spirit, where men like Russell and Moore felt anything could be discussed and most of it settled through diligent effort. British parlor empiricism met, quote, a misery almost Miltonic. Wittgenstein, like a desert mystic, subsisted on bread, rainwater, and silence in the purity of his reproach. They knew he was brilliant, but lighten up, Ludwig. Eat something. Eating at Cambridge is one of Duffy's wonderful set pieces. In England, Duffy as novelist glitters, as light and antic clever as Aldous Huxley or Mary McCarthy in the Groves of Academe. Abroad, the colors are darker. Wittgenstein, as a soldier, a teacher, an architect, and a hermit, obsessed by his secret sexuality and the suicides of three of his brothers, denying his Jewishness, this Wittgenstein is under heavy weather. It's amazing, in fact, how many of his metaphors are watery, bubbles and ripples, waves and drowning. But even death, he thinks, is just another metaphor for something else. He will become as much a poet as a philosopher, and he will change his philosophy. Language, he said late in his life, is the text, but pain, it seems, is the subtext. Duffy delivers as much as he presumes. He doesn't explain the philosophy by the philosopher's peculiarities. Rather, he permits us to imagine how original minds find in the metaphors they make of their lives those signs that cluster into clouds of ideas, and then lightning strikes. We see everything at once.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The World as I Found It by Bruce Duffy.